welcome to Declutter Me. This is episode 6. I'm joined by your host, Shalina. Hi there.
Hello, Shirak. How are you today?
Good, good. We've got a bit of a conceptual episode lined up for you guys today. And Shalina's going to be sharing one of her favorite tips.
Yes. So I want you to start thinking, like, what do you do when you get up from your bed? So you wear glasses. How long does it take you to get your glasses? And find your phone and, you know, your medicine, if you take any, or your vitamins. How long does that take, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. And then you go to the bathroom. How long does it take you to find your toothbrush and toothpaste? And then you go to the shower, finding your shower gel, shampoo, conditioner, soap. You know, some people it might take longer. They have lots of different types and they can't find the right bottle. Then once you've dried off, you go to your wardrobe. How long does it take you to find the right the clothing that you want to wear? You know, your trousers, your shirt. And that should take a few seconds for each aspect. For some people, it takes longer. For some, it takes minutes to find, say, the clothing or to find their phone on their bedside cabinet. It doesn't take 5 seconds or less. It takes longer. And that's what I'm going to talk today about. It's about my 5 second rule.
So that's really interesting to me because, you know, there's so many decisions. We don't even realize how many decisions we're making from the moment we open our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, everything from, like you said, you know, where's my phone, or you know, where's my toothbrush, or, you know, which shampoo or which conditioner do I use, where's my glasses or my keys. I mean, we make so many decisions, like, and very instinctively perhaps, so many decisions we're making even before we step out the door.
And it should be unconscious that, you know, you can quickly, you know you're supposed to get your glasses, get your phone, get your toothbrush, you know, have a shower, get the shower gel, blah blah blah. But for some people, it takes a while because they can't find it. And that's just your bedroom and your bathroom I've just talked about. You know, how long does it take you to find your car keys? Some people, it takes minutes. They can't find it. They're looking around everywhere. They look in their handbag. They look in, you know, the different rooms. Look under the sofa. It might not be where it should be. Whereas with me, it's in a set place by the door and I grab it, and within a second I don't even have to think about it. It's there, it's always there. And so with everything in your life, you should be able to find everything within 5 seconds. If you can't find it within 5 seconds and it takes minutes, then there's a problem with the system. You're already making yourself feel tense and overwhelmed and angry, and you haven't even started driving, which is the most angriest thing that you can do in this country, especially on Sheikhside Road. So, you know, you don't want to be in that headspace before you even got in your car or got onto the metro, which is also, you know, you can get very angry getting on the metro or, say, the underground if you're in Europe and stuff. That's what I want to do. I want to help people, you know, think about how they should be getting clear of the clutter so that they can find everything quickly within a few seconds.
You know, I'm just, you know, I was just thinking about it as you were saying that, and, you know, sometimes it happens to me as well, right? Like, I'll put something accidentally in a different place and then I can't find it in the morning, and it just creates this unnecessary chaos. I mean, sometimes even it happens to me, like, you know, I'm because I'm out and driving and I have to pay for something like gas, and I take my wallet out.
Yep.
But then I get home, but now it's in my car, right? And I forget to take it in. And so the next morning you're about to step out, and then you're kind of doing this checklist in your head. Okay, I got to get this and this and this and this. And then suddenly the wallet isn't there. And then it's just this crazy scramble to try and find it. And it just, I mean, it's so irritating, right? Like, you know, you keep thinking to yourself, oh, I wanted to get out of the house at this time and I was ready. And then suddenly, you know, now I'm not getting out. And it just sort of adds to this whole, yeah, this whole feeling. And it's not fun.
And yeah, and that does happen. I mean, and say things like, you know, when I go out in the evening, I won't take my handbag and I won't take all my purse, so I'll take my cards. And then, you know, if you don't put it back in its purse immediately when you get home, then you're floundering looking for it the next day when you need it for something. So there are things like that. So everything should have a place. And there is a famous quote, place for everything. And that should happen. And if there is a place for everything, you should be able to find it within 5 seconds. So, you know, we will be talking about this more and more over the next few podcasts, and about how to get to that stage of having to be able to find everything within 5 seconds in different areas in your life. But yeah, I just wanted to give it out conceptually and to make people start thinking about how long does it take you to find items in your life.
You know, we talk about certain things, you know, in terms of where you can keep it, right? So like your wallets, your keys. You know, what are some of the other things that people can look at?
So we'd say, we talked about the bathroom. A lot of people have lots of different types of toiletries, shower gel, shampoo, toothpaste. Some people have about 5 to 6 different types of toothpaste for some reason. I don't understand why. Like, don't you have a favorite flavor that you like using? You know, you don't need all the different kinds. And there's like half used ones, and then they don't like the flavor and they don't get rid of it because they think it's a waste. But that's just taking up space in your bathroom. It's taking space in your mind as well, because you have to then think about which one you want to use and get rid of the other ones during that time. You know, it's things like that. And like, you know, shampoo and, you know, your shower gel. How many types of shower gel do you have to go through to get to the one that you actually want to use? So start thinking about that. Start decluttering the items that are taking up space and making you take longer to find what you actually want. And that's a good way to start the decluttering process.
So, like, you know, evaluating all the extra stuff, right? I mean, you know, this has happened to me, right? Sometimes, like, I'll be using a toothpaste and then, you know, I'll get another one because I didn't like it, or something changed. Like, you know, my dentist recommended a new one, and suddenly, like, I've got this, like, 3 or 4 toothpaste lying around.
Exactly.
And, you know, and none of them's kind of finished.
So either start using that one and finishing it and put the other ones away, ready to be used next. So get rid of the ones, you know, remove those ones from your visual space so you're not dealing with it immediately. Or declutter it, throw it away. If you're never going to use it again, don't keep it. I know a lot of people buy hair products is a big thing, especially for women. We use different products, and, you know, you hear about some great new product that's going to help your hair. And when you use it, it's actually horrible and makes your hair more greasy. Donate it, give it to your maid, throw it away, you know, if it's that bad. Just don't keep it. You're taking up space, real estate in your bathroom. That's what I want people to think about, the 5-second rule.
So I think it's interesting that you talk about the 5-second rule, you know, in terms of finding something, because I think it encompasses just, you know, more people. You know, a lot of times when people are looking at sort of organizing and other things, you know, the advice will be like, put this here, arrange this like this. And not necessarily everybody's mind works the same way, right? Like, I mean, I'm someone that, like, I can have a lot of things on my desk, but in my mind, there's sort of this, you know, I have a mental picture. I know where everything is. I can get to it because I know that, you know, this stuff is stacked here and this stuff is stacked here. And so as long as I can get to it, then that's okay. But, you know, as opposed to, you know, trying to everybody to follow one system or one way of organizing this, you know, may not necessarily work for everybody the same way.
Exactly. And that's how I work with clients. I always say that, you know, you should have simple systems. Let's not make it complicated. It's lovely to see these examples on Pinterest and on blogs and websites saying, you know, use these systems. But if you're not an organized person, these systems won't work for you because they're too complicated. Make it simple for yourself and that you can find everything within a few seconds. Yes, it could be great to have a big filing system with lots of labels and tags, but if you're not going to use it and it's going to take you even longer to find the item because you have to go through all the files and find the name, and it's already giving me a headache thinking about it. So make it simple, make it easy for yourself. It has to be a system you can use moving forward and mean that you can find everything within 5 seconds or less.
I'm sure we'll come back to this stuff, you know, later on as we talk about specific things like how to organize your closet or other stuff, where the 5-second rule will, you know, will be one of the criteria I think will apply. As always, if you like what you've heard, please do subscribe. You can find the show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR ME. You can also find more information, show notes for the episode, links to subscribe and all of this fun stuff by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. Shalina, if you'd like to share with the listeners, you know, where they can reach you as well.
So if anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can go to my website, Declutter Me, which is DECLUTTRME.com, or they can send me a private message on any of the social media. And my handle is @declutterme.